It's now morning. Y'all are in or just outside of Bertie's house.
Well, if it's morning, I'm probably fast asleep in my car until I am awoken.
Right.
I think Remy would be the first one up. And she's going to, you know, Remy doesn't want to wake anybody or stuff like that, but her current state of kind of suspicion and paranoia just kind of checks the perimeter, start like walking around, is going to check on Bertie, you know, just make sure Bertie's still there.
She's going to find Bertie in the kitchen. I'm already going to have coffee made. Going to have poster board and craft supplies literally exploded all over the table.
Bertie, why does it look like a Michaels threw up in here?
We have to have a vision, Remy. We can't just do this.
I thought you already had a vision.
Not that kind of vision. Like, we have to make a plan. And I need my craft supplies to make a plan. I'm going to make a vision board.
Okay, well, all right, I'm going to take this coffee.
This one over here, after you have your coffee, this one's for you.
Oh, I have my own vision board?
Yes.
All right, listen, I'm going to go get Serena. That's nice. I'll be right back with Serena. I'm sure she'll have some ideas too. Okay. I'm just gonna take my coffee and just like do another one of those like turn back and look for a second and. Okay. And then like I'm gonna go try to find Serena.
As we know, friends don't let friends vision board alone. It's just not how it works.
This is gonna turn into a scrapbooking group.
Probably.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to go find Serena. I think I know that she'd be in her car, correct? Like, because she didn't come in. She was after kind of like wandering around a bit, I'll go out to the car and I actually, you know what? On second thought, just kind of to retroactive, feeling a bit of guilt still from the occurrences of the night before, I would fix Serena. And I would think I know how she likes her coffee, which I'm guessing with like probably some sugar and some cream. If there's like, if it's like French vanilla maybe or something, like a little bit of creamer, I feel like I would know what Serena would like. I don't know if there's like a specific type, but I make it to how I know she would like it, and I'll fix her a cup, and I'm going to take it with me.
Excellent.
How do you attempt to wake me up? I'd like to know.
Well, if I go to the car and I see you in there, and then I've got two mugs of coffee in my hand, and I
would imagine I'm just like sprawled out with like the book like open
all the way down,
and like on top of me, drooling a little maybe.
I kind of like look in the window and then awkwardly I'm going to not having the most intelligent approach at the moment. I'm going to lift my boot and just like try to open the door with my foot, like kind of like thinking I can do that, like just trying to balance. And then I just start trying to kick the door a little bit to wake you up instead of like setting the cups down.
I was close. I was close to having you roll like a dexterity check.
Do it. I mean, I can. Should I absolutely
do that? Right,
okay, I think you should.
Okay. What am I rolling? Dex, probably?
Dex check, yeah.
Okay. All right. It is what it is. Let's find out. It's not the worst. It is. It's. Okay. It's not the worst.
The worst.
It's a 12.
I mean, my car is not all that difficult to handle.
No, yeah.
But I'll let the GM tell us what happens.
Well, with a 12, there isn't a lot of spillage. There's a little bit of spillage, but
A little bit of spillage. Okay.
Yeah, I think you managed to, like, you kind of get your foot, like, you almost get it there. You don't quite get the door open, but you're almost there. But I think it's loud enough that Serena Jade wakes up, you know, all startled mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. And then as my balance wanes, the knocking and my foot gets a little lower in the door. It's just like a balancing act.
And when I see this, I hear this, I'm startled, I see this, I like jump and like lay on my horn just an instinct.
I would probably roll for, I don't know, probably with disadvantage. Just need to hold on to it.
roll me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. Oh, that's a. Is it with disadvantage?
No, I'm not going to say disadvantage on this one.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a 3, so.
You fall on your ass. It's hilarious.
She rolled a 3, and she's like, do I have this? She's like, it might be worse than a 3.
It could be worse than a 3. If it was a natural 1, maybe. Can I try to take the action as I go down to save the coffee? Could I do like a sleight of hand check to see if I could save the coffee?
You can certainly try. I mean, okay. I remember last session your dice
20.
Were rolling up. Oh, there they are again. Okay, you saved the coffee. This is I'm going to tell you this is bullshit, okay? Because the natural 20s from last session, they right? should be out of your dice system. They should not be rolling
in.
Can
anymore I tell
20s,
you but... I'm using different dice too. I'm using these tiny
what the
little
hell?
Dice.
What oh my goodness. I believe with the horn going off, Birdie is going to have to come outside and investigate, figure out what's going on.
Yeah, so you're coming outside to investigate just as Remy, you know, falls on her butt, but just like manages to save that coffee from spilling.
The it's coffee's an okay. Maneuver. I did it.
We don't know about
is everything okay,
what are you
guys?
Waking me up for?
I brought you coffee.
Fuck you.
Just open the door slightly and I pass it to you.
I roll, and I have those mechanical windows where you have to like physically roll it down. So I'm just like
pass it up
I'm
to
just
you.
Like, hello. Thank you.
Are you all
you
right?
You just knocked. I'm okay. Are you okay?
I could have just knocked. Did you not hear me? I was trying. Never mind. I can't. But look.
Are you all right?
I mean, my butt hurts, but I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Birdie made coffee.
That's
if
good.
You want to come in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Birdie's got a, I don't know, glue sticks and popsicles and I don't know other stuff that to make a vision board.
She's making a vision board out of popsicles.
Well, popsicle sticks, you know, like the ones you glue together, and she's got everything in there. I just think maybe you should come in and check it out, maybe. And hey, are you feeling all right?
You know, I have a little bit of a headache. Could do with some aspirin. Somebody pistol whipped me. Don't know who that was, but I'm fine. I'm okay. Yeah, let's go inside. Let's see if Birdie has any aspirin.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. Headed back inside.
Amazing. Amazing. Like
Birdie has aspirin, but it's expired.
2012.
Yeah, it's like 10 years expired.
I should have brought my medicine with me. We could go. We could always go back to my place and get some of my medicine.
I have ice.
Medicine.
We can put ice on your head.
My medicines.
Yeah.
This expired aspirin, I suppose, will do.
And also, I'll hand you a bag of frozen peas.
That's also expired.
Expired.
I don't need this. So long as they're frozen.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, but I'm just everything's expired.
Everything's expired. I eat at the swirl.
Yeah, like her aspirin is swirl food, you know, that's just how it is.
So what are we doing?
Well, now that we're all here, I would like to give you guys hold on a moment. I made us friendship bracelets last night. We went
through Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, we went through so much. And I hope it's okay, guys, but I also made Forrest one. I know he hasn't been part of our friendship for very long, but when we find him, we can give it to him.
That's sweet.
What
are they good? Yeah. Are they like can they we make a roll to see if they're like are they good?
Yeah, we should definitely roll.
Did you make good bracelets or are they just shitty friends?
Or are they like they look like a toddler made them?
Yeah, just like roll me a d20 and
like 20 being like Etsy's finest. Yeah. And a 1 being like it's gonna fall apart if I touch it.
Yeah. I rolled a 2.
Oh, did you have disadvantage?
I rolled a 2.
I don't think you need disadvantage to just
Birdie, this is
it's a piece of string, Birdie. It's just a piece of string.
It's I think you just spelled my name, hun.
I didn't have any S's. I had to use 5s.
It yeah. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had a lot of 5s, so
it's all 5s. You made Serena 5s, and I have a piece of string.
Thank you. I will always treasure it. Yeah, I'll put it in my pocket. I don't want to wear it. I don't want it to get broken. So.
I mean, yeah, it's probably bad luck if it breaks.
I'll start wrapping mine around. Yes. It's like too big, so I'm just going to wrap it around like multiple times and just kind of tie it off with my teeth.
I mean, when you have a real startling encounter with otherworldly beings, I can only imagine how it impacts your ability to art and craft. So, like, you know, that's incredibly important. I think they're... I'm trying to think of like if there's a specific check here.
Make me a craft check.
Make me an arts and crafts check.
Arts and crafts check.
Like, you know, it's
this is definitely an arts and crafts check because there is an arts and crafts check on here.
Are you serious?
Right, there is. Yes,
I was
going
to say,
is.
You're right, Rob. There is an arts and crafts. I have a +4 to my arts and crafts.
If any of you would like to, arts and crafts. If you would like to improve the design,
I was
going to
say, wait, I'm going to look at it and just try to improve the design.
Yeah,
oh my God, wisdom-based roll.
I can't. I'm not going to accept this.
+3 on arts and crafts.
God. Dear God.
There's a reason why I dropped out of art school, guys.
I'm gonna roll. I would like to try to make a friendship bracelet.
I rolled, right. But
the supplies are definitely still on the
table.
I was
gonna say you roll because I refuse to believe.
I rolled a 15 in arts and crafts.
Oh, that's pretty solid right there. That is a hell of a check.
Show everyone up with my friendship bracelet.
Yeah,
I mean I do make all of my own activism buttons. Okay,
right, exactly. All right. So, you know, you sit there for a second, you improve the design quite a bit, and it is loads more sturdy, it's not going to fall apart, and it actually is, you know, of a decent quality. It's very good.
Oh, wow, how did you learn how to do, can you improve mine? It's like even more of a friendship bracelet if we all work on them together.
If we all improve
these.
I'll
roll for yours too. Oh, I got a 9 on yours.
Dear God. I mean, It's okay.
What a season finale, arts and crafts in the kitchen.
Yeah. So while you're all sitting there arts and crafting, Remy, you get a call on your phone.
Oh, hang on a second. Remy Dean, if somebody's being mean, how can I help you?
Well, if it isn't Remy Dean, it's Sheriff Bob Good. How you doing?
Oh, Sheriff. Yeah, hang on one second. Oh, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go into the other room.
No, put it on speaker.
No. Shh. Hi, Sheriff. How are you? How's it going?
Not doing too good this morning, Remy. Oh. I need you to come in the station. We need to have a chat.
Oh. Well, about what? That position? I said I was gonna go out on my own, Sheriff. So I,
Remy, it's not about the position. Could you please just come down to the station? We need to talk. I don't want to do this over the phone.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can be there shortly. Just give me about 10 minutes.
No, what?
And I'll be right there.
You need a lawyer. Okay. Don't go in without a lawyer, Remy.
All right, I'll see you, Sheriff. Bye, Serena.
Remy.
Yo. It's probably fine.
It's not fine. Didn't sound fine from what I heard.
Look, all he wants to do is talk. That's it. All I got to do is go down and talk.
I've known the sheriff my whole life. He would never do anything bad.
Well, that's it.
Oh,
that's
my God,
I mean.
You guys are the worst.
Maybe he wants to make friendship bracelets with you. I don't know.
Maybe I'll take him a vision board made up. You know, maybe he wants to do his own vision board. I don't know.
He has a lead for us.
That's true too. He said he didn't want to do it over the phone.
Okay, well, I'll go with you, but I'm not speaking without a lawyer present.
Yeah, but Serena,
that's just my personal decision.
No, Serena, you should stay here with Birdie and make sure everything's getting lined up and take care of yourself.
We have it better. We have vision boards
even
to
better.
Make.
Listen, I promise I'll keep you in the loop of what's going on. I'll let you know what's happening. I just got to go and talk to him.
All right.
I'll play it cool.
But if he starts asking you questions that you're uncomfortable with, just remember, lawyer.
Yes.
Lawyer.
All right.
Okay.
Who do we know that's a lawyer?
I don't know. I'm sure someone in this town practices law.
Well, yeah.
I didn't account for that on the map. Don't ask for it.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. Look,
I mean, if not, that explains a lot of the problems we have with this company.
Look, I have it on good authority that there is a lawyer in this town named Jennifer Taylor. She is in this game, and she is pretty brutal from what I understand.
I'll be in good hands with Jennifer. That'll be good.
We probably can't afford her, though, so.
Yeah, like, seriously, the top-notch lawyer in this town. Very expensive. Very expensive.
Mm. Well, listen.
That's okay. I make quite a bit of money with my totally legit enterprise. So
enterprises. Well,
we can pull our resources.
Let me go find out what he wants, and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm sure I'll be fine. So I'll see you guys in a little bit. All right.
All right, but remember, I warned you.
I know you did. I know you did.
Around this time, Birdie, you also get a phone call.
Ooh.
Hello, this is Birdie.
Birdie, where are you? You're not at the swirl again. What's going on?
Oh, I think you're gonna have to cover my shift again today. I'm just not feeling well.
Yeah, everything okay?
No.
What's going on?
But maybe one
more
day. Come
on, you know you can tell Bello anything.
I can't find my friend. And yeah, I just can't talk about it. Bello, I'll bring you the right kind of butter and everything will be okay.
Butter solves everything.
Mm-hmm. Butter is the cure for everything. I know
you're
going to
run out of butter again, and you're going to use salt in the pancakes instead of butter, and we're not going to have any more customers, but I just can't work today.
Okay, Bernie, it's okay. I totally understand.
Can you promise me you're not going to use salt?
I promise. No salt. It's only the butter.
Bello, can you tell me the difference between salt and butter?
One is a rock, and the other one is it kind of has two states of matter. It can be like solid, and actually it could go from a lot of states of matter, from solid to liquid.
Which one's that?
That's the butter.
Okay. I think we got this. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Barty. Alright, so...
I can't Let's, come in, but I need to know.
Hey, were you at?
I have to know, because that was some phenomenal theatrical skills.
The best. Truly the best. We turn now to Remy, and you arrive at the sheriff's office, sheriff's department. And Buford is like, oh, go right on in. He's waiting for you.
Oh, thanks, Buford. Good to see you. Hope everything's all right.
You too.
Get in. And if I see the gator, like I'll just give like a little head nod to the gator as I enter Buford's office.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, the pet gator. Yeah. So,
hi, Sheriff. How you doing? Good to see you.
Well, I tell you, Remy, I heard some interesting story last night that you was out at the old abandoned nursing home.
I don't know where you hear that from.
Really? Don't know where I hear. I got a lot of sources in this town here, Remy, and they're telling me that you're getting into something you may not want to get into.
Well now, Sheriff, I would say that it is the duty of any law enforcement person or private investigator to look into things that might be of an unusual circumstance or out of the ordinary, wouldn't you?
I would say so, but of what ordinary matter, of what strange matter are we speaking of?
Sheriff, look, we've worked together for a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, we've seen some strange things around Sunderland, right? I mean, certain bodies, you know, it wasn't just a couple of days ago that we saw a body with green, scaly arms, and I didn't hear anything back about that, but people have been going missing, and just the other night, I'm pretty sure I saw aliens.
Remy, you do not sound good right now. You sound like a little bit like you're losing it. Not only that, have you applied for a PI's license?
Okay, well, I will say I missed probably the deadline to do that for a licensure. And this is just, this isn't quite the official. I'm just starting to explore private investigation and helping people out, you know, as a citizen. So, not official, But I will get official as soon as I get a lawyer. Maybe I need to get a lawyer?
It's not necessary at this time, but... And he's sitting there and he's petting Irwin. Irwin's like on his lap. And you see Sheriff Bob Good's eyes change into this yellowish color, kind of looking very reptilian in nature.
Okay, well, that is new, and I've never seen you do that before.
Remy, I'm gonna tell you right here, right now, you are messing with forces you do not want to mess with. Now, I know what happened out at that nursing home. All I'm going to tell you is you might want to watch your ass. Because there are people that know what you are doing.
People or things?
There's a lot about this town you do not know, Remy.
Oh, I can tell that.
There are a lot of things that citizens of this town do not know. There are checks and balances. And there's one big check at the top of it, and it's the Coral Chemical Company. Watch your ass. You've been warned. Because the next time you get a phone call from me, it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, I do appreciate the heads up. But sometimes doing the right thing means making the wrong people angry. So, I appreciate your warning, but I'll see you when I see you. And I'm just going to start, like, backing out slowly.
And he doesn't move. He sits there watching you the whole time, petting that alligator.
Okay, I'll turn around and, like, close the door. And then, can I look at Buford? Does Buford look different, too? Or, I'm just going to look suspiciously at Buford.
Oh, yeah. His eyes are... They're not like Bob Good's. They're large and black. So, everything all good there, Remy?
Yep. Splendid and iced tea good. It's yep. Mm-hmm. Real good. Okay. Well, Buford, bye. And I'm just going to like kind of like on the way out to start like heading out. But I do want to kind of make when I visited the apartment of the gentleman that was the relationship, there was somebody that I thought was watching me. Do I get a feeling that it might have been Buford watching me or somebody watching me that kind of familiar?
Roll me an insight check.
Insight. Okay. I'm calm. 14.
You're not sure. You think you kind of maybe have a hunch that it could be? If anything, you now know that you're being watched one way or the other.
Can I make the assertion or even maybe the assumption that my whole existence or time with the police force has been under some kind of surveillance?
No, I don't think so.
This is fairly this wouldn't have been the whole time, just yeah. More in the recent days. Okay. I'm going to get in my car and head back to Birdie's.
Okay.
Yeah, and also look up a lawyer.
I mean, best lawyer in town, Jennifer Taylor. Just hit her up.
But yeah, yeah, it'll probably take me a few minutes to get back to Birdie's, but I would go back and kind of just head inside. I would imagine the vision board is probably really
glitterfied. It has turned into an entire murder board.
It's grown massively. It covers the whole kitchen now. There's glitter. There's confetti. It's one of them is just green. You know.
Wow.
Love it.
There we go.
That's amazing.
It's turned into more like a murder conspiracy board.
Like you have to like when you come in, you actually have to like crawl over all the yarn.
Yes.
Because we've got so much of it all over the place.
Yep.
We're using nails instead of push pins. We've run out.
Yes. We went ham on the arts and crafts while you were gone.
Yep. Totally.
This is amazing.
We're listening to his podcast too.
Yeah.
Stringing that up in here.
Listen. So I went to talk to Sheriff Good and Buford was there. I'm beginning to think everybody in this town is not what they seem. So I was talking to the sheriff and he knows I was at the nursing home last night. I didn't quite confirm
not
that.
Not illegal.
I just happened to be there.
Hanging out.
Right. Well, so I think he kind of threatened me.
What did I say, Remy? What did I say?
Well, no, I know, but he had like his eyes kind of changed, like he blinked and suddenly they were this yellow reptilian color. I mean, they kind of look similar to Erwin, his gator. It was weird. And he told me to watch my ass.
So Sheriff is an alligator?
I mean, he might be, but he didn't shake.
Comment about your ass?
Well, he told me to watch my ass. Which I took as...
It was either a threat or it was sexual harassment. One of those two things.
Oh, no, it was a threat, I sort of think. Or at least a warning. He said to watch my ass, that people knew what I was doing. And then when I came out, Buford, his deputy, he had these black, liquidy eyes that were large and not no pupils. It was all just black. And they didn't sound different. And so I just left. But did I tell you guys when I visited the boyfriend of the gentleman that went missing? I think it might have been Richard Cross's boyfriend. I can't remember, but there was somebody watching me there too when I got out of the apartment, and I think it might be them. This might be way bigger. And then I'm just going to turn to Birdie really quick and be like, Birdie, show me your ass. Okay. All right.
Birdie's like, okay, so we got...
the podcast audience, Birdie just like leaned into the camera.
Yeah.
Gave me the big saucers, big saucer plates. Right.
Birdie's she's over here listening. Okay, so we got the meebs. We got the aliens. We got... whatever Mary is.
Right.
I mean...
And now we got a reptile.
Black eyes.
And black eyes.
Let me ask, just the question for the GM. When we fought the Meebs, what color eyes did they have?
Imagine, like, just kind of like having white eyes with no like pupils or anything like that.
Okay, so we have three variations of eye colors that we're dealing with here.
Okay.
When I saw Mary Keel in a dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
when I saw her in that dream, did I think that she looked like one of the men in black that we fought?
No. She had... she kind of had... Like her features in the dream were, like... exaggerated in many ways. Smile, like a Cheshire smile, eyes wide, which is really not unlike Mary Keel, but at the same time, very unlike Mary Keel in that they were exaggerated even more than her in person.
Okay. Did I notice a different eye color on her when I dreamed about her?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
She naturally has green eyes, so maybe she's just her own.
But the sheriff did say one thing. He said this town is being run on a system of checks and balances, and the top check is the chemical plant.
I've been telling everybody this.
I think you're onto something now. I do.
And ain't nobody listening to me.
Well, that's why we put him at the middle of our vision board.
Right. I mean, I can see how it's all starting to connect. And listen, Serena, I'm just saying.
Party, add a check. Hey, come on. We should draw some checks.
Check, check, check.
Well, look.
No. Like the legal tender.
legal tender check.
Maybe the key here is to write someone a check. Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm starting to wonder if everybody in this town is in on it, sort of, or at least some of the higher ups.
Everybody who doesn't have a friendship bracelet.
Well, that's everyone but us. Shit. Remy, you are sounding a tad bit paranoid.
No one.
However, I think you're onto something, and I believe you.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Okay, Serena's believing me, and Birdie's got powers, and all right, Serena, I'm on board. I think we have to go to the chemical plant, or at least, I don't know, figure
out. Well, that's our target. We had, if I recall correctly, some investigative to-dos.
Yes, we had a to-do list.
Let me pull out my notes. There was someone in Chicago.
Yep. Talk to Heidi.
We needed to talk to Heidi. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
My notes are not very well organized, so if you would bear with me.
I know my notes are so like quick, but I think it's partly because like I was like Men in Black farted.
After that, no notes were gonna get taken. No, I do have literally, yeah. That's why I got the idea for vision boards, because apparently I wrote vision board, talk to Heidi.
Talk to Heidi. Well, we know at least those two things. Is Heidi in town? We think she's in town.
You would think so. I'm going to need to track her down.
I mean, I should be able to do that.
Can you remind me who Heidi was?
Heidi was one of the people at the Coral Chemical Company who was organizing
the unionized people were getting disappearing.
They were getting disappeared.
Like, I mean, just from last session, Forrest was able to figure out is that every time someone went missing, it was around the time that there was labor movements within the Coral Chemical Company.
Well, how in tune with the police, you know, background check computer thingy are you, Remy? Can we
Can we pull up an address?
I would like to pull out a yearbook. I would like to pull out a yearbook. And I'm gonna pull out Heidi's photo out of the old yearbook and put it up on the board.
Wow, you're a genius!
So, when this photo was taken, she lived on that street. Obviously, I have a map.
Alright.
But she was in school, so like...
Well, I mean, like, again, the way that this... The way that I have this town designated is that, like, west side is kind of old hat, east side, new development, so... That's the easiest way to remember it.
So if we can't find her, we can find her parents.
Yeah, so that we can terrify the crap out of her parents and definitely not have her forewarned.
Wait, I don't know. Are they in the nursing home? Not the abandoned one, obviously.
They're hanging out in the abandoned nursing home.
I only put one in this damn town. Don't ask me to like come up with another one in my mind palace.
Adult care is very important, Rob. There's not enough to go around.
Like, I get it, but like my brain can only handle so much of it.
You just had to make the one.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to go to the next town for that. Yeah.
Nobody lives to old age in Sunderland. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, I could call my... Oh, but what if she's part of it, too? Oh, Rob, I forgot her name. My contact within the force. Lexi, that's right.
Lexi Ellis.
I mean, I could... If I wanted to risk it, I could call Lexi. Lexi's always been encouraging and helpful. I mean...
Does Sunderland still have a phone book?
We could go to the Yellow Pages.
Yeah. That's true.
Bertie, that's a great idea.
Bertie,
do we know her last name? Did we get a last name?
To be fair, you'd be looking for somebody in the White Pages, not the Yellow Pages.
I'm a millennial. Okay.
I barely know that there are pages.
I'm just saying, like the White Pages are for your residential people. The Yellow Pages
but
are for business.
How old is Birdie's phone book?
It's right next to the rotation phone.
Oh, it's all like shit.
the rotary phone is over in the corner.
Yeah.
My dad had a lawyer. I pulled out of the rotary. I mean, a page out of the rotary.
Birdie, most of your stuff is like inherited. It's like your dad's stuff. So like I don't know how long your dad's been dead, but you've had it for quite a while. Yeah, pretty much. You guys are gonna have to lift up that recliner. It's gonna take a team effort to pull it out.
Is Heidi in the phone book?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's definitely in the phone book. Heidi
Can't believe people posted their numbers in a public document like this.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's weird.
The 90s were hail.
It's incredibly weird. The 90s were indeed hell. We had an unlisted phone number for many years because my dad was a judge, and you don't want that. Bertie, I think like Heidi Stone is a name that you're familiar with, that this was someone that your dad worked with and has been working there for a long time.
So that yearbook picture, she definitely had like big hair.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, I would say like peak 80s hair, just like a lot of hairspray, really poofy.
So our information might be a little outdated, but we got to start somewhere.
All right. Well,
it's a start for sure.
If we want to go.
All right. I'm going to pack us some some thermoses full of coffee.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic. Oh, and a cup of noodle. A cup of noodle soup, too. Oh. Those are real good, too. Yeah.
Check the date.
Yeah. before you open, check the date.
Check the date.
The only thing I can guarantee fresh in this house is coffee.
And butter, probably.
No, I get that on the way to the swirl.
Yeah. Butter never makes it back to the apartment.
One day Bella will learn the difference.
So, like, yeah, I mean, like, is there any food in your house at all, Birdie? Like, or are you just like subsisting
the swirl, yeah.
on the swirl's food?
The food in the house is still my dad's. Like,
that makes sense.
Oh, God.
It's just old and needs to be thrown out. Like, there may be a deeper issue here that may require therapy. I don't know. But, like, in the meantime, yeah, okay.
I'm going to lead into Serena and just be like, we're going to have to talk to her about her eating habits or at least throwwing food out. We're going to have to do something.
Oh, I had hot Cheetos
for dinner one night. I don't know if I'm really in a position to make judgments.
What, just a bag of hot Cheetos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they expired?
It was, you know what? No.
Were they regular Cheetos and became hot because they were expired? Or
no.
Like...
No, they were like the jalapeno cheddar kind.
Oh, those are good.
God, my esophagus is ruptured.
That will sustain a person for a while. So long as you don't mind getting the crazy poos afterward.
I think I might mind the crazy poos. I don't know.
Crazy poos are another word.
Yeah. All right, let's just get in the car. Come on. Get in the car. With my GPS, my MapQuest. Oh, we print out MapQuest to find out where we're going.
Tests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are Gen X-ing it up in here.
Really going back to like the early 2000s. Yeah, basically. You get your directions and you drive over to Heidi Stone's house. When you get there, there's... doesn't appear to be a car in the driveway or anything.
Do we think that she lives? Can I like dig through her trash or like, can I see if there's like anything that indicates that somebody named Heidi lives here?
Roll me an investigation.
Trash. Open the mailbox.
All right, I got a +0 in investigation.
You got this.
So I probably should not have been the one doing it,
it's
but I'm going to roll it.
I mean, no, I have a great investigation,
my time.
Oh. But...
Yeah.
18.
Yeah. There is some junk mail addressed.
This is her house, y'all.
From what you gather, she lives alone.
Is there a window or anything, Rob, or something that we could look through? Or
I mean, there are windows on houses.
No windows.
Super
weird. This is a prison.
So. How does the yard look? Yeah, does it look lived in or abandoned?
Okay. No, it looks
all right.
Pretty
well, then
well,
I guess
I'd
go up
maintained.
To the door and knock. I'll just be like, Heidi Stone?
Appear to...
Okay, I'm gonna...
I tore the page out of the phone book, so I'm going to try to dial the number that was in the phone book as well.
Oh, good idea.
Okay.
Okay. You dial that number and you can hear.
Okay, I'm going to look at Serena and Birdie be like, look, okay, listen, just do me a favor. And I'm just going to turn each of them, like, kind of like looking out towards the street. And I'm going to hunker down to the lock and I'm going to try to unlock the door with my
tools. Want
to
let the rogue do that?
Oh, do you? Yeah, I can't. I was just because I have a set of equipment, but I can give it to you if you want to do it. Unless you got equipment?
I don't know. Let me look. But I am proficient in that kind of thing.
Okay. What I'll do then is I'm gonna pass you my kit and I'll just be like, here, try opening this up and I'll stand in front with Birdie and just be like
I okay. am going All right. to be very anxious and like moving a lot and be like, we're totally doing this to check on her safety. We're totally doing this to check on her safety.
Absolutely. Please All right. just look out into the road and just, you know, relax, Birdie, relax.
All right, roll me a check.
Okay, well, I rolled really shitty. So
okay.
I rolled a 9.
Okay.
I have a question. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
In D&D, you get advantage. The way it works is rogues get advantage on their sleight of hand check for unlocking locks. Is that how it works in this game too? Or do I just get my proficiency bonus?
I'd say that you have advantage. You've got the time.
Sweet.
Okay.
We're gonna try this again.
Yeah. I hear a clink behind me, and I just kind of flinch a little bit.
Oh, that's so much better. 21.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you have. You struggle there for a second. You're just like not getting, and then it's just like one little like push in, and the door pops open.
Right, guys.
I'm just gonna grab Birdie and just like moonwalk in backwards, like do do do, and then just like shut the door.
We're trying not to draw attention to ourselves.
I thought backing in would look real like just we'll see. I didn't see anybody, so it's good. It's good.
Jackson, and just come here.
Okay. Shut the door.
I shut the door.
We're good.
Yeah, in the most awkward entering of a building ever, you managed to make your way in, and like, it's a really nice kept house, looks really normal, you know, like any kind of normal accoutrement that you can see. Also, just a really nice stereo system, really nice vinyl collection. Beyond that, everything's pretty normal in this house.
I could either do a search action or an investigation. So whichever one you think would be appropriate, Rob.
I would say an investigation.
Investigation?
In this case.
I am very happy you said that. Okay. That is a 17.
Okay. You are like going through all the rooms. And you make it into her office, and in the office there's like a desk with some drawers in it that have some like basic file folders for like her bills and stuff like that. And you notice that when you pull one of them out, there's kind of like the bottom of it just kind of like moves on its own. Almost like there's like a false bottom.
I was
going to
say, is it like a false bottom?
Kind of, but it's not like a false bottom in that it is like there's a hole underneath it or something like that. It's more like there's a liner at the bottom that is loose and that you could lift up if you wanted
to. Yeah, I'll just kind of pull that back as gently as possible to look inside.
And when you do that, you see it's like a manila envelope.
Anything written on it or just a manila envelope?
No, just a blank manila envelope that does look to be sealed.
All right, I'll take it out and I'll just kind of open it.
So you take this manila folder, you open it, and you pull out some very strange documents. They are specifically called the CCC documents. And what's on these documents is artistic renderings of vats, like chemical vats, that look to have not only alien creatures in them, but like human beings and stuff. You see like crude sketches of strange aliens or just like strange beings, like the kind of stereotypical stuff that you're used to hearing about in Sunderland is what's on these folders. And there is reference to a location in, and they're all pointing to the Coral Chemical Company, all of it.
I was just going to say, can I make an assumption that CCC is the Coral Chemical Company if I see CCC documents? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There is specific mention of a an area called the Nightmare Hallway. And it is where, from what you can gather, aliens are doing experiments on not only other aliens and creating new species, but they're also doing it to humans. And they also there's also this interesting portion that shows that they appear to be manufacturing certain types of drugs that have the ability to genetically modify DNA in humans and in other kind of creatures and such.
Do we get the sense from these documents that Heidi stole them? Or does it look like she's like in on it?
You kind of like, they look like they're kind of crude in their rendering. Just like looking at other documents and stuff in the area, you can get that she made these herself. She drew them. She, you know, wrote out text and all that stuff.
I'm out of my my kit. I'm gonna pull out one of those slide cameras that take pictures very mm-hmm. quickly, and I'm just going to make copies. Like, I'm just like taking photographs of what we see, just to kind of keep it. And I'll slide it back into the manila folder and put it back in the drawer. And just kind of be like, everybody saw that rat. And
Birdie is very paranoid, and she has not left the living room. She is watching out the window.
Everybody saw it on Reddit, and you know,
saw it on Reddit.
Yeah,
you're gonna post it on Reddit, Lenny?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I just read it. I literally just read it. So no,
Birdie has no idea what's going on. She's in the front, looking out the windows, watching for somebody pulling up because she is way too scared to go into the house.
Look, we should. I'm just going to put my camera back in, and in my head, I'm just starting to repeat the Nightmare Alley, the Nightmare Hallway, aliens, experiments. And then I look at Serena, I go, you need
photos of it, Remy. You don't have to memorize it.
You need to stop doing drugs immediately.
Right. I'm not doing.
This is bad.
It's all natural. All natural.
How do you know?
My stuff.
How do you know?
Because I'm not putting any of this modified, like, chemical, like, garbage in my body. Yep. No, but my shit's all natural.
But they're getting into everything. They're getting into everything that they might have gotten into your stash. Who knows?
Are y'all okay back there? Stash.
Yeah, we're fine, Birdie. It's okay. All right, let's just get out of here.
That's what I've been saying. Coral Chemical Company is evil, man.
I'm beginning. Yeah, no, not even beginning. I think you're right. There's something going on. Especially if it looks like there's people being held down there. We gotta find them.
Expose this. You know, we currently don't really have a way to get in.
No, but there's got to be an entrance. There's got to be a way, but we have information. The next step is to figure out how to get in.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I'm 100%. I'm just gonna do a quick sweep. Just make sure everything else is fine, and then I think we should go. I'm gonna, Rob, if it's possible, I'm gonna run upstairs, take a look around. And then just a question, can I peek out the window and see if I see anybody or anything?
Roll me perception.
That's not, was it a 9 or a 6? That is a 6. So 4 is 10.
Everything appears like everything's quiet on that street. Not a lot happening. So, okay. Right. You don't see anybody.
All right. I'll just take one more sweep around and then run downstairs and just head out the door with Birdie and Serena, hopefully.
You wiped all's prints off of everything, right?
We're fine. We're fine. Do I look
like an amateur to you?
That's a very open ended question. Come on, get in the car. But yeah, I'm gonna get in the car and just kind of process what we just learned. I think we need to get into the Coral Company. I think we need to break in, and we need to find this nightmare hallway. I bet Forrest is there.
Does not sound like a place that I want to be.
I think somebody's going to have to get a job there.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it. They will never hire me, though. It cannot be me.
Who the heck is going to hire any of you at this point?
I just was thinking, I was like, well, it can't be me because they know too much about me. Birdie, are you going to quit the swirl?
I'm not sure my skills transfer.
Do they have a cafeteria? Come on.
Oh, yeah, of course they have a cafeteria.
Let's go back to my house and check the newspaper and the websites and see if they
have... And it has the internet on it. If you want me to
not at
do
her dad's
that.
House. He's got a PC but with a... He's got a Tandy 1000.
We have a computer. And see if they have any cafeteria positions. I'm going to have to, like, arrange to, like, make weekly deliveries of butter to the swirl, but...
The health of the entire town. You cannot let the swirl go unbuttered.
But as long as I do that...
You cannot let the swirl go unbuttered. At all.
No.
There must be grease. No.
Bella will be fine.
Grease.
And Glenn.
Birdie, you get another call on your phone.
Well, Birdie!
You are popular.
Birdie, it's Bella. I really need to talk to you. Can you come down to the swirl? I'm not asking you to work, but I need to talk to you.
Give me 20 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, guys.
I ran out of butter.
We're going to need to stop by the market, grab some butter, and just stop by the swirl. Maybe we can grab lunch.
I mean, I guess I could try to eat, but I don't... Why? Do you need to go to the swirl?
Yeah, I feel like... I just feel like we should be very cautious around anyone that's not the three of us right now.
We need a name for our besties group.
We sit down for 3 hours and workshop a name for
so I don't think talking to Bello needs a lawyer. He just wanted me to come by. He probably just forgot the pancake recipe, guys.
I have a hard time believing that, but I mean, I don't mind going. That's fine. If you want to go.
He forgets the pancake recipe like every other day.
All right. I mean,
how does he keep a job at a pancake place?
I mean,
he owns the pancake place.
Okay. He keeps his job because he has
the wrong business.
He might get exactly. I mean, he could fire himself, but yeah. So let's go get some butter. Go buy the swirl. We can grab lunch or breakfast or whatever time it is.
Well, I imagine it's close to lunchtime.
Probably need something in our stomachs besides coffee.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I could stop by my office anyway and make a deposit, so that sounds good. Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that.
All right. Send in a check.
Huh? Oh no, that you was deposited a, in a that check? Was no, that was just a euphemism for needing to poo. All I've had is coffee, so
I have to say, now that's very suspicious, as we know that checks are part of the conspiracy here.
Yeah,
just drop some kids off at the pool.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Yeah, I gotta make a deposit at the bank.
That's amazing.
I've never heard that one before.
Oh yeah, no, that's a North Country one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna buy all the butter at the market.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll drive us over to the swirl, I guess. Yeah. And I'll do like a donut when we get in. Real Dukes of Hazzard style.
Real.
All right, ladies. I'm gonna go back and talk to Bello. You guys just grab us a table and some burgers.
All right. Yeah. I'll slide into a booth.
All right. I'm going to head back there. Bello!
Birdie, it's good to see you.
I got you enough butter to last the rest of the week.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much. So I didn't call you down for the butter, but I appreciate it. He stops and he takes a moment. And he has just like a very serious look on his face. Birdie.
Yes.
I don't know how to tell you this, but well, this isn't my real voice. I'm not from around here.
Well, you didn't have to pretend like you were. It's okay, Bello. We'll accept you.
When I say that I'm not from around here, I mean I'm not from this planet. In fact, it's kind of a funny story if you want to hear one. So back in 1955, my ship crash landed here. And you know that ship that's out in front of the business?
Yeah.
That was the ship. Took a while to get it back up and running, but
It's a working spaceship?
Yeah. Like, even saying that is... One thing that you notice is that he's not moving his lips. Everything that you're hearing is in your head. You've been chosen, Birdie.
Are you talking in my head?
Yeah, I am.
This is not even the weirdest thing that happened this week, so... You know I was chosen?
I was the spaceman. Me in that suit. That was me. Time's running out, Birdie. There is a force of aliens coming here to get their captive. Well, their buddy. We've got them captive here. Well, not me. Those fucking idiots over at the chemical company do. After my spaceship crash landed, I learned pretty quick that I wasn't the only alien in town. In fact, the chemical company, Coral Carson herself, you know, she's an alien. She came here, landed during the Great Flap of 1952. She fell in love with this place. I knew her personally for a while because, well... The governing body that runs this town, they're all aliens.
Everybody.
Not everybody in this town, but everybody on that board, aliens. For sure. If you want to know who's an alien, I can tell you who's an alien.
I don't know if I want to know, but I want to know.
I can tell you whether they're good or whether they're bad. Because... I don't know if you've heard this term, but there's checks and balances in this town. That's what they call it.
Chips again. It's always the checks.
I feel like a traitor asking this, but is Remy or Serena an alien?
Blah, blah, blah.
Wow. And
he laughs and says, no. You're not an alien either, but... And don't ask me how, because I don't know the specifics about this, but you got alien powers. And just from the vibe that I get, Serena Jade does too. Different kind, but they're alien for sure. Now,
yeah, that's not messing with your DNA. I thought for sure, because I had powers, I was an alien.
You're not an alien. You were just chosen by an alien. And
by you?
Yeah, it was me.
Why did you pick me?
You're kind of the perfect person to pick, Birdie. Like, you know everybody in town. You know everybody's gossip. The only thing you didn't know is that a lot of them are aliens.
I feel like that's an important part to know.
Well, this town is almost like a social experiment. We... tried to keep things under wraps, but quite frankly, the chemical company is out of hand. They have some very scary stuff going on in there. They are experimenting, they kidnap humans, and they do all sorts of experiments on them. And I can't stand by and let it happen anymore, but I'm also a little too old for this. So, you have been chosen. You are the watchwoman of this town.
So, what do I do?
You can't do it alone. You're gonna have to find the good ones. I can help you with that, but there's also, the Randall's Institute. Mm-hmm. The Randall's Institute are the humans fighting on the good side. They are essentially a force that, well, they fight in secret, but they fight against alien forces that come into our world and keep things in check. In many ways, Sunderland is kind of a way station that nobody leaves once they get here. Part of it's capitalism. Like, really, a lot of it is capitalism. Capitalism is a lot of the problem. It's really appealing to aliens for some reason. I don't know why.
It's pretty appealing to humans, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or at least trapping.
yeah. This place makes money, but I really do enjoy flipping burgers. It's kind of a zen thing. It's kind of like Zen and the Art of Flipping Burgers. Yeah, I really dig that.
You should write that book.
Yeah, I really should. I know that one guy wrote the one about motorcycle maintenance, but Flipping Burgers sounds better to me. But there are some aliens on the way. And I don't know if they reached out to you in some way. But... they know that I've given you the power at this point. And they're going to be showing up here really soon. This town's going to be a war zone. Very soon. You know, a lot of aliens visit the Earth. Different areas. I am not the only one to crash land here. About 5 years ago, there was a saucer that crashed. It kind of made the news. I don't know if you remember that, but, you know, it was quickly dismissed anyway. You know, like most things here. I'll tell you, though, that Art Hasty, he's got his finger on the pulse. So do those people at the newspaper. But there was an alien that crash landed not too far from the chemical plant. And he was taken hostage because Well, the aliens that run the chemical plant don't get along with those aliens. And, you know, it's this age-long galactic BS war. And, you know.
Why are y'all so bad at landing?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, we're just, once we get into this atmosphere, sometimes it's just like our UFOs just don't, they don't mix well with this atmosphere. I don't know why. It's a fatal flaw, but like those things seem to crash all the goddamn time. But, you know, crashes happen.
Crashes happen.
Crashes happen.
I mean, okay.
She's been gone a while. Do you think she's making a deposit?
So,
Serena, stop. I'm trying to concentrate, and I can't do that if you're outside the door talking to me. Just let me, give me a minute.
So, I guess this is as good a time as any to say that I was thinking about trying to go work in the chemical company cafeteria.
It's going to be tough for you, Birdie. Because I'm pretty sure they know everything. There are ways into the chemical plant. So probably about 40 years ago, we felt like the chemical plant was kind of overreaching a little bit. So we put up a kind of a backup system. And we kind of had to hide it. Because it's like, here's the thing about aliens. They are fucking huge gossips. They can't keep secrets all that well. Unless they really have to, you know, to protect their identity. But like, when aliens get amongst aliens, they are such shit talkers. It's the worst. There is a way into the chemical plant. Into the nightmare hallway.
That does not sound like a place I want to go, but continue.
I don't blame you. Because nobody should. In all honesty, we're all guilty. Because we let it happen. We did nothing about it. And we definitely could have done something, but you know, aliens trying to keep a low profile about everything, and then things get out of hand to the point where an alien force is threatening to come and level this town. So there is a way in. We designed dimensional hula hoops 40 years ago. And we had to hide them. The only place that we could hide them was in the 7-year house. Time was coming up for the house to make its appearance. So it would be an ideal time. Now, going into the 7-year house is not going to be an easy task.
So it's real?
Yes, the 7-year house is real. I can assure you of that. It's not just some rumor.
I mean, there's a lot of rumors around here.
Yeah. Like, I know. It's like this and ghostly house that shows up every 7 years. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of a lot. Like, I'm pretty figuring out that all of these rumors that I've been hearing about my whole life that I thought were completely lies are true.
Well, yeah. A lot of them are. Like, sometimes, like, I don't know, Frogman gets drunk and he decides that he's going to bum rides and cigarettes from people. And then that's really dumb because the Frogman explodes every single time he takes a puff. Like, it's, I don't know. Frogmen are, like, they're the partiers. Don't trust the Frogmen. But
see, and I thought my friend back in high school just made that whole story up.
No, it's a true story.
I ended our friendship based on that.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
I've got some amends to make.
I think we all do, Birdie. We've all got some amends to make.
All right. Well, listen, Serena, I guess we can go check on her now. I feel much better.
Oh, good. Good. You look like you lost a little weight.
I did. About 5 pounds, I think. I don't know. That coffee is strong.
All right. Okay. Let's go see if she needs a lawyer.
All right.
So.
Yeah, Bella might be firing her for not coming in today. All right,
just to make things clear, just because Jennifer Taylor is in this town does not mean that you get to play Jennifer Taylor in the game.
My bad.
Look, he's not here anymore. I feel like Techno should get to come in and be Jennifer Taylor.
Yeah, I think at this point we need someone to play a caricature of Jennifer Taylor in order to...
She's so wild.
Yeah, that would be... Oh my god, it would be,
half my husband come do it.
Yeah. Like,
and
the ultimate...
destroy our marriage for entertainment for you.
The ultimate in metagaming. It's just completely fantastic. Yes. Look, there are some people that you can gather around. Whatever you do, don't talk to Ronnie Huggins. Ronnie Huggins is the Mothman, okay? You notice that, like, the books have missing pages over there? It's because he eats them. Yeah.
Do we have fine ass? Come on, I should have known.
Is that why he never comes out from behind the circulation desk?
Yeah.
He's hiding those cheeks.
Would give like, away. That's so funny.
Ronnie Huggins has the shiniest ass in this town, I will tell you that.
So that's what moths sound like. That's why he sounds so weird.
Yeah, like that strange high-pitched, low-pitched thing. It's very weird. I mean, there are some people that you're going to have to get in contact with, and I'll tell you which ones to steer clear of. You can't trust the sheriff.
And I've got out my order slip because I, grab my apron, get out my where I normally take orders, and I'm like, Ronnie Huggins is the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
Is the sheriff a lizard?
The sheriff's an alligator, man. That's why he has the pet gator.
Is that like his baby gator or like his
wife? It is actually his son. It's a very weird thing. Buford Bushrow was what we call a frawl. They are a gray, I think that's what you call them, grays. There's a bunch of those in this town, and let me tell you got to watch those suckers. Don't trust any of them, because they got those weird-ass guns on them that'll fucking kill you in, like, an instant. So,
okay,
watch out for them. Have you had a run-in with the Men in Black?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. Do you figure out that they're susceptible to light? If you shine a light on them? Okay, good.
You can fart them out.
If you get possessed, they do, you fart them
just
out.
Just like, all farted. Who hasn't farted out a man in
so,
black?
So, yeah, I'm going to definitely have to make sure that my diet has more gassy foods in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll get you the real greasy stuff. We'll throw some, stuff in the fryer. let's see. Patty LeGros, she runs the school. Mm-hmm. She's Bigfoot. So you got that going on. And Bigfoot is indeed an alien. Just so you know, I'm confirming that for you now. Bigfoot is an alien.
Bigfoot is an alien. Is
she about Mary Keel?
Is she good? Bad? Standoffish?
Patty LeGros?
Yeah.
You could win her over with... she really likes it when you, when you knock on wood. So like if you got some wood and you like really knock on it, she really digs that. She likes that kind of music, which I guess it's music to them. I don't really know. They also like steaks, I guess. So buy them a steak dinner and everything should be fine.
What about Mary over at the car lot?
Mary is evil.
Okay.
She is, but like Mary is evil. Like she's like the face of capitalism in this town. She's that kind of evil. She's not evil alien taking over the world. She is a grinning woman.
That is the description of her.
Yeah, it's very off-putting. If you saw her in her true form, like it would terrify the shit out of you.
Oh, hopefully it gets you never worse. See that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like everybody, I haven't bought a aliens. New car in 20 years because of her face.
That's fair. That's completely fair. Of course, you've talked to Jeeb down at the pawn shop, right? Jeeb is also an alien. Mm-hmm. He is. If you saw him in his true form, he would look like a very short bearded man. Like the beard is excessively long. You know, it's kind of neutral in all this. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about this later. I've thrown a lot of stuff at you, you know, and like this is just a lot for like a few days. Like you've gone through a lot. So yeah. Oh, also Glenn Campbell out there. Glenn's an alien, just so you know.
Glenn. Okay. What kind of alien is Glenn?
That's a good question. I don't know what Glenn is. Running through the mind palace of aliens that I've covered on the podcast, which one suits Glenn the best? Like this is the fun part. Which aliens suit Glenn the best? So Glenn is kind of this, like, I don't know where he's from, but he's actually shorter. Like, Glenn's pretty short. Glenn's like 5'2". Alien Glenn, it's about 4'5". He has really, like, kind of scaly skin, not in the way of, like, a reptile creature, but kind of like something that has, like, a lot of bandages on its face and, like, body and stuff. And he's got yellow eyes. I don't really know where he's from. I've never bothered to ask him, mostly because he's insufferable. But, yeah, I don't know if Glenn's a good person to ask. Maybe he is. I don't know. But, something to keep in mind.
You're right. It's a lot of information. But I think
do we have any of those goblin like things? Like what's that place in, was it Kentucky?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm not up to speed on my alien lore.
Yeah, there are definitely some there's some goblins in town for sure.
Cool.
In fact, there are the goblins run the Lonely End because they know how to have fun. So like they run that, it's combination. The Lonely End, as I have it written here, is a combination bar, bowling alley, skate park, and skating rink. So,
that's where the goblins are.
They're having fun.
Yeah. You know, the Flatwoods Monster.
Mm-hmm.
She sells dresses out at the strip mall.
I don't know where that thumbs up came from, but that was hilarious.
It's just what I do. It's just what I do.
A little bubble of a thumbs up came up right when you're like, she sells them down by the strip mall.
That's why
down by the strip
mall. It's that one store that has like all the really poofy dresses.
Yeah, exactly. Like just those dresses.
It's specifically quinceañeras.
Really right.
Just like, about to say that.
Lots and lots of tools, petticoats. Sometimes they have the like bustling underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But bad stuff's coming, and
well, if it's okay with you, I'm gonna take my notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take them to Serena and Remy.
We have a vision board we can add this to.
Put them on my vision board, and we'll make a plan for going to the house, and I guess eventually the hallway.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I put all this on you, but I didn't know who else could. I wasn't letting Glenn can't handle this shit. Like, Glenn's a little
bitch boy anyway. Glenn can't handle more than three tables at a time.
No, he can't. Like, you see how he gets flustered? And you want to see him in a war? I don't think so. But
I mean, I think I understand.
And Bello kind of drops the human form that he has. And his true alien form is that of... what would Bello be? Let me think here.
It's got to fit into a hazmat suit.
Yeah, basically. Like, I don't want your typical stereo, like, types of aliens here. So I'm just like, in his alien form, his face is very weird. It's large. He has kind of like yellow eyes that glow. No mouth, no nose. But he just has these like really large glowing eyes. He communicates in your head as like, I don't know if this is off-putting, but like, this is what I look like.
Is this anything to do with you not being able to taste salt or butter? Like you're not having a mouth?
Yeah, salt really isn't my thing. My taste buds are really, really advanced.
You don't have a mouth.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. The way that we eat is that our taste buds are actually in our fingers. It's kind of weird to watch us eat, but we eat with our hands. So it's like, you just like, it's almost like watching a kid play with their food, except like the food disappears into my hand.
Are octopuses aliens?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, like, they're probably the coolest alien. I mean, they mostly keep to themselves and stuff like that. But, I dig octopi. They're cool.
That's okay.
Hey, Birdie, are you guys all right? Bella, are you guys all okay back there?
Yeah, we're totally fine.
You depositing checks?
We're always depositing checks. We're making money.
Oh, we're good, okay. We're good.
Well, nice.
All right,
well, I guess, I mean, all right, we'll keep waiting, but just checking on you.
We're making your food.
I look at Serena, I'm like... It's been like 45 minutes. What are they making?
All right.
Are they like churning the butter themselves?
Oh, I forgot we just brought them butter. So they're probably like, they got to thaw it. And then like, yeah. I got
We didn't get frozen butter. No one buys butter that's
it's
frozen.
It's chill butter.
No, it's all frozen. It's like chili butter. You got to thaw it, right?
Definitely going to need some more time off. You might need to hire somebody else.
You're going to have to hire somebody.
Well.
So, I mean.
You know.
It takes some time.
Yeah, it does. But.
To prepare for a war.
Don't worry. We'll take care of it. You just do what needs doing.
Okay. Definitely going to have more questions. I'll definitely check in.
I'll have answers.
All right. Can we get three burgers?
Oh yeah, totally.
All right.
And he gets to work, getting those burgers up, and has them up in no time. And Glenn does bring them over. Really? Again?
Again.
Fine. And serves burgers. And, you know, just like huffs away. As you're all sitting there enjoying your burgers, the day is, you know, worn on. It's getting into night, and you're all sitting there looking out at the night sky, and you know, from inside, and like from Sunderland, the night sky looks really beautiful. Like, even before today, looking up at the sky, it gave you the impression that, you know, you weren't alone in the universe. Like, there definitely had to be something out there, because, like, when you look up at the night sky, you can't help but see that. Like, the universe is teeming with life, even if it looks, you know, like little balls of light in the sky. But even now, knowing what you know, it makes the sky look more beautiful. And you notice a light in the sky, and it starts to move ever so slightly. And then it starts to descend rapidly. And watching it, you can see it land just inside the Blocher Woods. Something you've never seen before, but you get the idea that they're here. And at the same time, Forrest Philbrook walks in to the saucer swirl.
The CCC papers are damning, but they're not the only publication that secretly exists in Sunderland. Tucked away on a mountaintop rests the only copy of a manuscript called The Alien Field Guide to Sunderland. It was written by Patrick Highland, a curious Sunderlander who figured it all out. Sadly, Patrick went missing in the fall of 1992, but he gave the manuscript to one of his closest friends, none other than Art Hasty himself. This has been Season 1 of Welcome to Sunderland. Thank you all so much for listening. Remy Dean was played by Chris Russo, Serena Jade was played by Jennifer Taylor, and Birdie was played by Desdemona. You could follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at SunderlandRPG. And if you want more weird lore about the town of Sunderland, check out at Weird Sunderland on X. Until next time, welcome to Sunderland. If you see something, don't say a fucking thing.